Okay, good evening, everybody. I'll come back to a little bit of a shaky technology start at Share, but Baruch Hashem, Wi-Fi is okay upstairs. So we are going to learn. It is really Erev Yom Kippur. So I appreciate everyone who made an effort to come learn with us, both in person and on Zoom. So the last time we learned was 2 weeks ago, and I just want to say, Abigail Kanner, I don't think she's here, actually, she told me they got Yeshua, they were going to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, but I have to thank her, because she's the one who, it's okay, thank you, she's the one who texted me, and she said it's really nasty out, I don't think we should have Shir in person, and I felt bad, it was so last minute, I don't like canceling, I didn't realize it was literally Sakanas Nefashos outside, so it was definitely the right choice to have Shir on Zoom, so I want to thank Abigail Kanner for her suggestion, even though it was last minute. It was not safe, which we didn't even know till the flash floods came. They started announcing flash flooding once they were here. And it was literal, sakanos nefashos rachmana letzlan. That was loss of life, so it was very smart. Thank you, Abigail Kanner, that we stayed on Zoom. Now we have Shir today, and then we won't meet again, I think it's October 6th, when we have Shir after Yom Tov. Okay, we are learning Lilui Nishmasa and Lizecher Nishmasach, Miriam Frund, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Alaha Hashal, may her neshama have a continuous aliyah in the new year, in the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening, and Ba'azrat Hashem going forward. So I prepared a Shir Minyan Diyoma. I mean, it's really like Erev Yom Kippur. So I felt that it would be very appropriate to talk about Inyanei Diyoma and the goings on of this time, tomorrow night, Be'ezrat Hashem. So that means it's Oral Yom Tes Tishrei, Tafshin Pei Bis. So I'll begin with a story about Rav Soloveitchik. And by the way, not only is it Inyanei Diyoma, but it continues the theme of Gematria. And I came across an amazing insight in my notes from that was told to me in 2013 by someone from the Nautilus. A rabbi who was at the Nas at the time, he has since ascended to the Olam HaNeshamos, and he told me in 2013, 8 years ago, before the Yemei Hadin, and I'm going to share with you tonight. It's about Gematria also, so it relates very much to our learning of the past few weeks. Rav Soloveitchik, 1 year on the eve of Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal traveled to the cemetery to visit his wife's grave. He was approached by two non-observant Jews. They did not recognize him, but they judged from his appearance that he must be a rabbi. They asked if he would accompany them to their parents' grave. They were not observant, and recite a prayer. The theme of tonight's shir is kol and tefillah, teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avirnas, ro'o gzeira. We are going to be speaking about the power of kol and the power of tefillah. They asked the Rav if he would accompany them to their parents' grave to recite a prayer. The Rav went. The brother was also interred in the same cemetery, and then they asked Rabbi Soloveitchik after the parents' grave if he would come with them to their brother's kever as well, and once again he went and recited a tefillah. Then, declining their repeated offers for payment, Rabbi Soloveitchik wished them well, and he returned to the waiting car. A cemetery official witnessed the entire scene. The two beneficiaries approached the cemetery official and they asked who was the anonymous rabbi. The cemetery official told them who it was. They were stunned at so great a personality, burdened with vast responsibilities of time and energy, would address the needs of these two unknown observant Jews. 2 weeks later, the Maimonides Day School in Boston received a cover letter with a $1,000 contribution enclosed. The note said, "Please accept our donation in tribute to Rabbi Soloveitchik. We are the two Jews, so he so graciously and affectionately assisted at the cemetery on the eve of the Day of Atonement." I want to talk about one of the climactic tefillos of the Yemei Hadin, and that is the Unisana Tokef prayer. We are all familiar with the prayer of the Unisana Tokef. It is one of the most powerful and stirring pieces of tefillah of the Yemei Hadin when we describe all the inhabitants of the world passing before God like sheep, and everyone is counted on this day, and our lives and our fate and our destinies are decided on this day. And we all call out with great koach, Usashuva, Usafila, Usadaka, Ma'avirin Esro Hagzera. We have the three kochos, or the three mitzvos, that we pray will erase the evil decree, that we believe and we long for, have the koach to erase the evil decree. And these are teshuvah, repentance, tefillah, prayer, and tzedakah, which is charity. I didn't bring a machzor, but if you look in the machzor, maybe at home you have a machzor there. I didn't bring a machzor, but if you look in your machzor, you will see it. over the words Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah. Forgot a machzor. There are three little, don't get up. There are three little words. There are three small words. Is anyone looking at their machzor at home? No. So there, don't get up, Malki. It's okay if you have to go far. Don't go. You don't have to go so far. So there are three little words. I just wanted to point it out to you. If I would have had a machzor, so you'll see it. Over the words Uteshuvah, Utefila, Utsadakah, and we say the Nisana Toka prayer, both are Rosh Hashanah, both days, and Yom HaKippurim. So there are three small words. And those three small words are Tzom, Tzom, fasting. Call, voice, Teshuvah has over the word Tzom, we call it Yom Tzom HaKippurim. Tefillah has over the word call, HaKol Kol Yaakov, HaYadayim Yidei Esav, voice. And Tzedakah has over it which word? Who's looking inside? Oh, very good. All the way from Baltimore. Mamon, okay? Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah have over these three words, small words. Teshuvah is Tzom. Tefillah, it says call, and tzedakah, it says mamon. What is the message and the lesson of these three words? So I'm now going to screen share. So for those of you who are here in person, you're not going to see the screen share. I just have to find where I am. But for, you'll just listen. 1 second. Could you see that it says, I'm going to make it bigger for you. It's too small. Sorry, it's just going to be easier if I screen share. Okay. Can you see my notes? We note in the Machzor after the Nisana Tokef. Can you see it says we call out Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah? Yes, you can see my share notes. Okay. What is the lesson in these three words? This insight was told to me by a Rabbi Kalish, Zichrono Levracha, after my lecture at the Nautilus, before Yom Kippur, during the Sarasame Teshuvah in September 2013. Here we go. Tzom in gematria equals, remember I told you we're doing gematria? So I worked it out when I was re-preparing at home. This wasn't since 2013. I mean, it was, but I re-prepared it, obviously, and retyped it. Tzom in gematria is 136. Tzadi is 90. Vav is 6. You could see it on my screen. And Mem is 40. It equals 136. Tzom is 136. Kol is 136. What's Kuf? It's 100. Vav is 6. Lamed is 30. Kol is 136. Tzom is 136. Kol is 136. And guess what do you think Mammon's going to be? Mammon's going to be 136. You probably don't have to work out the numbers, but you do. Mem and Mem is 80, because Mem is 40. 40 times 2 is 80. Vav is 6. And Nun Sofis is 50. These numbers added up all equal 36. So Tzom corresponds to Teshuvah. Call corresponds to Tefillah. Someone said something? What is it?
One person.
You're both talking.
There's a library. They have a library tonight.
Oh, could we close the door maybe? Shani, will you close the doors, please? The Wi-Fi, the background noise. Can I know her? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone on Zoom, for bearing with me. These are factors beyond our control. We can't control the factors that are beyond our control. We can only control how we deal with the factors beyond our control. Tzom is 136, which corresponds to Teshuvah. Kol, which corresponds to Tefillah, is 136. And Tzedakah corresponds to Mammon, and Mammon is 136. So it's not an accident. It can't be an accident that they're all 136, obviously. So in Gematria, all three words equal 136. This teaches us that they're equal to each other. Tzom, Kol, and Mammon are all equal to each other. Tzom is fasting, Kol is voice, Mammon means money. What do we learn? So Rabbi Kalish explained as follows. For those on Zoom, you could actually see the screen. These are my share notes. Because, said Rabbi Kalish, this is very interesting, not everyone can do Tzom. Not everyone could do Tzom. Some people are very elderly, very infirm, in a place of sakonis nefashos. When I was expecting my twins, 16 years ago, Kenai Nahara. It was the first Yom Kippur of my life, and hopefully last Yom Kippur of my life, where I was not able to fast. As per the doctor and the Rav, I had to eat and drink in Shiurim. It was an extremely strange experience. I was young in age. I was very young in age. But if you're not allowed, you're not allowed. So not everyone could do tzom. It does not only if you're old or, you know, in the 90th decade or in the 10th decade of life. Sometimes you can't do tzom. Someone who's ill can't do tzom. Okay. Not everyone can do mamon. Let's say you have a destitute person and they cannot give the mamon they would like to give. But, said Rabbi Kalish, everyone without exception can use their kol. It doesn't necessarily have to mean verbalizing the words, but kol is the significance of davening, of tefillah, mima'amakim karasicha Hashem. Everyone, said Rabbi Kalish, without exception, can use their call, the power of voice and the power of tefillah to call out to that the Ribbono Shel Olam. And from call, no one is exempt. So it might be that someone is literally halachically exempt from tzom, he can't fast, and someone might be exempt from mamon. If he's a pauper who literally has no extra money at all, then he has to depend on someone else and he has nothing to give. But when it comes to call, the power of voice and tefillah to call to Hashem, from that no one is exempt. The equal numeric values teach us that if one uses their call properly and they are under duress and unable to do tzom and mamon, the Ribbono Shel Olam considers it as if they did all three properly. Now, if someone could do tzom and chooses not to, we're not talking about him. And if someone could give mamon and chooses not to, I think almost all shows have Yom Kippur appeals. And if you can and you choose not to, so that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone who cannot do tzom and who cannot do mamon. So the fact that tzom, mamon, and kol all equal 136 comes to teach you that everyone without exception can use their kol to cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you use your call powerfully and correctly enough, it's considered as if you did mamon and tzom as well. And then he brought me a proof of this. The pasuk tells us in Shir Hashirim, Perek Beis, pasuk Yudalid. So for those here, you're just going to listen. For those on the screen, you could actually see it on my screen. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim 2:14, Perek Beis, pasuk Yudalid, Yo nasi bachagave hasela. My dove is in the cleft. My beloved, my dove is in the cleft of the rock. Basesar hamadrega, hidden in the steps of the rock. So the beloved is talking about the beloved being like a dove who is hidden in the cleft or in the steps of the rock. Hari eini esmar eich, but show me your appearance. I want to see you. My beloved, don't hide in the rocks. Don't hide in the steps of the mountain. Show me your appearance. Hashmi eini es koleich, ki koleich arev. Let me hear your voice. What does Arev mean? Ayin, Reish, Base. Alyssa Axelrod, I think you're here. I just met in the supermarket today and we shared a Dvar Torah based on Arev. And Arev means, who knows what Arev means? What? Okay, so I use the word pleasant. Yeah, pleasant, okay? So, ki koleich arev. So, hashmieni es koleich, let me hear your voice. Ki koleich arev, because your voice is pleasant. Umar eich naveh, and your appearance is pleasing. So, the beloved is hiding, and the lover says, please come out. Hari eini es mar ayich, let me see your appearance. Not only let me see your appearance, hashmieni es koleich, let me hear your voice. Ki koleich arev. Your voice is pleasant. Umar eich na'aveh, and your appearance is pleasing. Hashem wants to hear the voice of our children. Hashem is saying, come out. I want to hear from you. I want to see you. So, Rabbi Kalish continued, in this pasuk, arev is ayin reish beis. That's how you spell it. Arev in Gematria is 272. Ayin is 70, reish is 200, and beis is 2. I worked these all out when I was preparing this year. Ayin reish beis is 272. Yeah, why are you smiling? 136 times 2 is 272. 136 times 2 is 272. So what is pleasant? You already know your call is pleasant because the pasuk says, ki koleich arev. So you don't need to be told your voice is pleasant. I know your voice is pleasant. Hashem wants to hear your voice. But what does Hashem want to teach us? When you properly use the power of voice, call, to call out to Hashem, which really taps into the koch of our forefather. Ki ha'kol kol Yaakov, v'yedayim yedei Esav, in Parshas Toldos. Parachov Zayin Yitzchak says, it is the call, it is the voice, that is our power. Bilam tried to come against us with our power, which is the power of voice. So we know the call is Oreif, because the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ki Koleich Oreif, your voice is pleasant. But what else is pleasant? 136 times 2. What's 136 times 2? Mamon and Som is also pleasant when we serve the Ribono Sha'olam as we are meant to serve him. So I thought that this was a very beautiful, in the name of Rabbi Kadesh, who is Neshama Shavon Aliyah, the Schus of the Torah that we are sharing in his name and in his memory, at the Nas from 2013. And here you have an insight. So when you open up the Machzor and you come to Unasana Tokef on the Yom HaKippurim, don't only pay attention to those three big words, U'teshuva, Tefila, U'tzedaka, Ma'avir, Nesroa, HaGzeira. Remember that Teshuva is Tzom, 136. We worked out the Gematrias together. Tefila is Kol, 136. Mamon is Tzedaka, is also 136. Not everyone could do Mamon. Not everyone could do Tzom. You might be a younger person, you still can't do Tzom. Everyone, without exception, can use the power of call to cry out to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's what the Gematrias teach us. Then we quote a pasuk from Shir HaShirim 2:14, Ki Koleich Orev. God says, I want to hear your voice, it's pleasant. Orev is 272, and you were smiting because you chapped right away. 136 times 2 is 272. So Koleich is automatically Orev. But what else is Orev? What else is pleasant? Mammon and Som are also pleasant before God. That's the remaining 2 times 136, which equals 272. So I thought that was a very, very beautiful var, a very important var, and also definitely relates to the theme that we have been discussing of uncovering the Nishtar in Lashon HaKodesh, learning from the Gematria. I want to quote now from Rabbi Pesach Kron. One second, please. I want to quote from Rabbi Pesach Kron. I've been quoting from the Sefer in many Shiurim, all over the place. But tonight's insights that I'm quoting, I didn't quote in other Shirim yet, okay? It's amazing how much there is in the Sefer. I'm quoting in so many Shirim from the Sefer, and everything is new. I'm quoting from it for like weeks already. And every insight that I choose to quote relates to that Shir topic. I'm not just randomly opening Alyssa. You do learn with me in Shemar Salashon class. We just quoted something else from the Sefer. So there's so much here. If you don't have it yet, I know some of you did get it upon my recommendation. If you don't have it yet, I do continue to recommend it. So Yamim No Rhyme with the Magid by Rabbi Pesach Kron. So he writes as follows. Okay, in the Ne'ilah Tefillah, we have Tefillahs written by Italian and French Paitanim, and the plea in the fourth paragraph of one of these Tefillahs in Ezkara Elokim is Shetasim Dimoseinu Bin Odcha Lihios. We ask Hashem to place our tears in his flask. This is based on David HaMelech's request in Tehillim that Hashem should store his tears in a flask as a permanent reminder. Rabbi Pesach Kron quotes Tehillim 56, Nun Vav, where David HaMelech asks Hashem to store his tears in a flask. And in Ne'ilah, we express this, Shetasim Dimoseinu Binod Chalios, you should place our tears in your flask. Rabbi Pesach Kron tells the following story regarding Rav Shach. That's how my son's actually reading his biography now. He says it's amazing. In 1990, a group of Talmidei Chachamim gathered in the sukkah of Rav Shach, Zatzal, in Bnei Brak. Among the topics discussed was the Hashem's acceptance of our tefillos. Rav Yeshaya Wayne, who was there as a neighbor, told me Rav Shach cited the Talmudic teaching. There's a famous Talmudic teaching. It's brought down in Maseches Brachos Lamed Beis. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, I'm sure you know this teaching, Kol HaShar Miyam Shacharv HaMikdash, Kol HaShar Ninalim, all the gates are locked, Chutz Mishari except for the gates of tears, which is not locked. It's never locked. The gates of prayer are locked as a principle. It's part of the effect of Churban, Rachman Alitzan, that the gates are locked. There's, in a sense, some sort of Ne'ilah the entire year because of Galus. But the gates of tears are never locked. Rav Shach taught, why is this so? Words of prayer, said Rav Shach, can be uttered by rote. Words of prayer can be uttered without concentration or attentiveness. I'm sure that at one time or another in your life, thank you, your face makes me feel better, at one time or another in our lives, words of tefillah have been uttered by rote. We work on it. I'm not endorsing it. Lamaisa, it happens. There is an element, therefore, said Rav Shach, of untruth and insincerity in those words, because we're asking for things that we're not even thinking about and we're not being truthful. However, tears are different. When you are crying when you're davening, or I should say when you daven when you're crying, you might know this as well. You're paying full attention to whatever you're saying, whether it's the words of the sitter or your kapitel of Tehillim or adding something in at the end of your Shemona Esrei or in your Shema Koleinu. You are not. There is no way anyone is saying those words by rote. When you cry, those words are said with full kavana, full truthfulness, and full sincerity, because a prayer of tears emanates from the depths of one's heart, and therefore they force your attention to what you are honestly feeling. That is why we call Hashem the Shomea Kol Bechios. He is the call. We're coming back to the word call. He is the Shomea Kol Ki Kolech Oreif. Hashem wants to hear the sincerity in your voice. It's not enough to mumble the words. Ki Kolech Oreif. Hashem is the Shomea Kol Bechios. He hears the sound of weeping because that is the most truthful prayer. Says Rabbi Pesach, it's a beautiful pshat. So now we understand why Kol Sharim Ninalim Chutz Mishari Dima, because an untruthful prayer cannot really ascend to the heavens. Hashem Chos Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu Emes. His seal is truth. Excuse me, if you're not paying attention, if you're thinking of 100 other things or 10 other things or 5 other things, it's lacking an element of truth. But when you cry, and I'm sure you all know this, when you cry, you're putting your whole heart and your whole soul and your whole neshama and all of your kavanos into that tefillah. That is truly me, ma'akim karasich Hashem. From the depths, I call out to you, O Lord, and therefore Hashem is a shomea kol bechios, and because that is the most truthful, sincere, pure prayer that emanates from the neshama, the gates of tears are never locked. If there is any day of the year, says Rabbi Kroll, that a Jew prays with tears and truthful prayer, it is the day of Yom HaKippurim. By the end of Ne'ilah, certainly, when we describe that Hashem is the Tasim de Moseinu Benad Chalios, we describe Ne'ilah as the time of tears. Near the end of Ne'ilah, if a Jew has been praying since before Kol Nidre, but he has not yet shed any tears, the lack of feeling alone might be something to cry about. There's a powerful story brought down by Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky in his Parsha Parables that upon the liberation of the Kotel after the Mechamet Sheshet Hayamim, the Six-Day War, by the soldiers, so you might know what I'm referring to based on what Rabbi Kron just said, many of the soldiers flocked and streamed to the Kotel. No pun intended with the pasuk we just quoted, my dove hides in the cleft of the rock, hidden in the steps, reveal yourself, let me see your appearance. Interesting. Let me hear your voice. So the soldiers were crying. They came to this crying wall, Western wall, that and the Dati soldiers were crying. And there was one Chiloni soldier who was also crying, totally non-affiliated. So the religious soldier said, I don't know exactly how it happened, this other story is told, why are you crying? You know, for us, this is so much meaning. And 3 times a day, we pray in our Tfilat Amidah to return to Yerushalayim. And this was the hope and the longing after every Pesach Seder and our ancestors, our grandparents. But you, without affiliation, why are you crying? And the soldier said, I'm crying because I don't know what I'm supposed to be crying about. Rabbi Pesach Kron says, if a person has gone through the entire Yom Kippur without shedding tears, when you come to Ne'ilah, the lack of feeling alone might be something to cry about. Rav Soloveitchik says, continuing with the theme of kol, I'm now going to quote a piece that touches upon, actually what I'm going to just put on the screen again. One second, where is that? Right here. This way I don't have to look at my paper and in 4 directions in the room. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik in this piece is going to speak about the power of communal prayer. And if you know, when we daven, it is true that is in the singular, but in the tefillos of the Yom Noraim, it's in the Lashon Rabim. We don't say, Ashamti, Bagadati, Gazalti, Dibarti, Dofi. I was guilty, I stole, I committed treason. I said those 2 out of order. I spoke Lashon Hara. Alchei Shachatanu Lefanecha. In the oral confession, which is the climax of the teshuva process, the repentance process, we talk in the plural. Kol Yisrael, Arevim, Zebazah. There's the word again. Why is Rabbi saying there's the word again? Because I heard Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter say many years ago, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebazet does not only mean all of Israel are guarantors for one another. What does Orev mean? Sweet or pleasant. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebazet also means all of Israel must be pleasant and sweet to one another. What? Yes, but I'm giving a different shout. Not only are all of Israel guarantors for one another, but Orev also means pleasant. So Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet. That's the basic pshat. That's how everybody understands it. All of Israel are guarantors for one another. But Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet, if Orev also means pleasant or sweet, all of Israel has to be pleasant and sweet to one another. Okay, so we also aren't allowed to talk Lashon Hara, but also not everyone knows that. And we're also not allowed to do Gidei Arayos, but unfortunately not everyone knows that. Those are the two of the Al-Chitz. Okay, but it's still a pshat. Still a lesson. So when we daven on behalf of the community, especially on the Yamim Noraim, the text is in the plural. And this piece Rav Soloveitchik speaks about, this is from the Sefer Fate and Destiny, okay? Did you ever offer a prayer on behalf of a stranger in a spirit of sharing in his grief? Did you ever offer a prayer on behalf of a stranger in a spirit of sharing his grief? During Rosh Hashanah, maybe it was during the Nesana Tokov, I'm not sure, I was thinking about Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul and Rana Radan Elikon. I was crying. How could it be? What about the Haftorah that we read? Vishavu Banim Legvulam. Mini Kolich Mibechi. Mini Kolich Mibechi. Meinayich Midima. Yesh Tchar Lepuloseich. Yesh Tikva Lacharisech. Vishavu Banim Legvulam. I could see Hadar Goldon was a chatan, engaged, Oran Shaua. Ron Arad had a 4-month-old baby when he was shot down and captured in the 1980s. And I'm in Zorcha to Kfir Yisraelis. Families have no kever even to go to. I was crying. Did you ever offer a prayer, says the Rav, on behalf of a stranger in the spirit of sharing in his grief? I never met them. I never met their families. I don't know them. How could you not cry? Don't you know that a prayer is the possession of the community as a whole? Fate and Destiny, by the way, is the English of Kol Dodi Dofeik. Oh my gosh. This is from a sefer called Kol Dodi Dofeik. That was not on purpose. Don't you know that prayer is the possession of the community as a whole? And that an individual cannot approach the king and appeal to him. You cannot approach the king. You cannot appeal to the king. You cannot present your request to the king unless he redeems himself from isolation and seclusion and attaches himself to the community. You want me to hear you, says God? You are part of a tzibur. You want me to hear you? You're part of a kehila. You're part of a congregation. You're only crying for yourself? There's something broken in your tefillah. Because Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebazet, we are all guarantors and we must always be pleasant to each other. And if you're only thinking of yourself, so you're something broken. You cannot approach the king. You cannot appeal to him or present your request until you redeem yourself from the isolation and seclusion and attach yourself to the community. I forgot to ask if you could see my screen on Zoom. Yes, thank you. Have you forgotten, says the Rav, that the Jewish prayers recited in the plural? Rav Soloveitchik quotes the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, Lamed, Amid Aleph. A man should always associate himself with the congregation. Jewish prayer means one soul is bound up with another soul. What Jewish prayer means that one soul is bound up with another soul. If anybody wants this excerpt, you could reach out to me or I could post it on the Shari chat and then you could all copy and paste into whatever email you want. Happy to share it with you. It's not my aura. Jewish prayer means one soul is bound up with another soul. That's stormy and tempestuous. Yeah, stormy and tempestuous hearts merge and blend together. You did not know how to utilize the formulation of prayer in the plural as fixed by the nation in order to bear the yoke of your fellow man. If you but wish to learn the teaching, if you but wish to learn the teaching of mending one's afflictions, if you want to learn how to mend your affliction, where am I up to? You must first apprehend the secret of prayer that brings the I closer to the thou. You want God to solve your problems? You want to mend your prayers? We mend a garment, we sew a hem, we fix all a button. You want to learn? You wish to learn the teaching of the mending of your affliction? Of your agmas nefesh, of your inui, of your pain, of your tsar? You want Hashem to hear your tears? So make sure you shed tears for somebody else. Rav Nassan Tzvi Finkel, I'm interrupting the Rav for a minute. Rav Nassan Tzvi Finkel, Zeichar Tzadik, Vekadosh, Levrachos, Chusi, Agenayin. Oh, it's coming up to Zirtzani Cheshvan. Previous Rosh Hashiva, Vishuvah, Smir Yerushalayim. It's brought down his biography. On the last Arav Rosh Hashanah of his life, he stood up at the podium, at the mir, and he said, people ask, what should they think about during Tekiyah Shofar? You know what you should think about, said Rav Nassan Tzvi Finkel? The person next to you. If you want to learn the teaching of the mending of one's afflictions, you must first apprehend the secret of prayer that brings the I closer to the thou, that brings me closer to you. You must first be able to recite clearly the authentic text of prayer, where the individual partakes in the experience of the many. And this is, he's not talking about the Yemei HaDin, he's talking about tefillah in general. But even in our daily prayer, Shema Koleinu, Chus v'rachim aleinu, rifa'einu, barech aleinu, slach lanu. The whole text is in the plural. You're not only davening for yourself and your own pain. You must first be able to recite clearly the authentic text of prayer, whereby the individual partakes of the experiences of the many. And if you must first understand the idea of chesed, as it is embodied by the prayerful person. It's a chesed. Have someone else in mind in your tefillos. You must rise above your individual uniqueness. You must achieve a sense of communal unity. And when you clap those alchates, don't only think of your own broken heart and your own prayer and your own need and your own want, but also that of the person next to you or the person across the sea or the boys held by the enemy. Or the person in another country suffering, even if you don't know them. Yeah, little girl, Alta Fixler in Britain. Manomar umanedaber. Hello, hello, kimatzas avanavdacha. You cannot discharge your obligation by merely dispensing a few clattering coins from the abundant wealth which you have been blessed. This relates to the first insight. Do not think you can dispense your obligation of chesed to another Jew by dispensing a few clattering coins from amidst the abundant wealth which you have been blessed. Tzedakah henceforth is not enough. Mammon is not enough. It needs to be embellished by the purity of your tears and your call on behalf of another Jew. Only through a prayer fraught, listen to this last sentence, only through a prayer that is fraught with the experience of shared communal suffering will you be redeemed. Only through a prayer fraught with the experience of shared communal suffering will you be redeemed. So this relates very much to the idea of kol, and the idea of mammon, that it is easier, says the Rav, to dispense your obligation with a few clattering coins than to take upon yourself the burden of your fellow Jew. And yet, the stormy and tempestuous hearts must merge and blend if we want to learn the teaching and the secret of mending our own afflictions, then we must apprehend the secret of prayer that brings the I closer to the thou. I also want to, since I am not teaching any Sukkah Shi'ur and Bli Neder, as far as I know, at least at this point, teach you a beautiful medrash that relates to this idea of coming together as a klal. Okay? I don't have time for comments, sorry. I can't read the Zooms and I'm not seeing them in person anymore. Okay, the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Emor. I saw someone post in Zoom, I'm sorry, it's not personal to anybody, I don't have time. I have to get through my material. L'kachta melachem b'yam arishon pri eitz hadar, kapus tamarim, v'anaf eitz avos, v'avrei nachus, smachnum v'fnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim. Okay? My son made a beautiful, beautiful song to these words. It's so beautiful. Okay, so you should take for yourself on the first day, Priyatadar is the Esrog, Kapus Tamarim is the Lulav, Anaf Es Avos, Eight Avos is the Hadas, and Arve Nachal is the Aravos, Usmachlam of Ne'ashem Elkechem Shivas Yamim. You should rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. One of my favorite words, it's not really related to the topic of the Shir. I'm trying to stick to topic tonight. But I can't say this pasuk without saying this word. One of my favorite words of Rav Elimelech Biderman Shlita is on this pasuk. What is a greater mitzvah de'oraisa? Arba minim or simchas yom tov? De'oraisa. He said, what's a greater mitzvah de'oraisa? Oh, why? Because it says, ulachachtam lechem b'yom harishon arba minim. On day one, you should take the arba minim. But what does it say about simcha? Usamachtam ufnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim. So de'oraisa, which is a greater mitzvah, to take the lulav of Esrog, Hadassim, and Aravos and shake them, or to simcha, well, one day is... take the Arba Minim, Derabbanan, it's all the days of Yom Tov. And Simchas Yom Tov is for 7 days. So Rav Ali Melech Biderman Shlita says, this is the Avod of Sukkos, to be besimcha, and it's a mitzvah de oraisa, to put your pain aside, and to come be besimcha. But to stick with the topic of Shir, okay? The Madras teaches, this is, I looked it up, and put it here for you in the Shir. Madras Vayikra Rabba, Parshal Lamin, Simon Yud Beis. Davar Achar, Pri Eitz Hadar. So I'm sure you know this Medrash outside. I personally do not recall if I ever even taught this Medrash inside. I know it's a famous Medrash that everyone knows outside, but I think that it's very important and very helpful to actually know where the source is from. So here you go, you could go look it up, and I could also send this to you if you want as well. Happy to send these sources to you. Medrash Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Lamed, Simon Yud Beis. Davar Achar, Pri Eitz Hadar. Eilu Yisrael, Priyetz Hadar represents Bnei Yisrael. Ma Esrog Zeh, Yesh Bo Tam, V'yesh Bo Reach. So you're nodding because everyone knows the Medrash outside, but now you're going to learn it inside. Priyetz Hadar is Israel. It doesn't say it's a part of Israel. Listen to the Lashon of the Medrash. Priyetz Hadar, Eilu Yisrael. By the way, I'm going over, we started 6 minutes late because of Zoom, Wi-Fi issues. Priyetz Hadar, Eilu Yisrael. This is Israel. Ma esrog zeh yesh bo tam v'yesh bo reach. An esrog has taste and an esrog has smell. Kach Yisrael, so to Israel, yesh bohem b'nei adam, sheyesh bohem Torah v'yesh bohem ma'isim tovim. An esrog represents the Jew who has Torah learning and has ma'isim tovim. Continues the Madrash. What about kapos tamarim? What about the palm frond, the lulav? Eilu Yisrael, this, it doesn't say eilu chelak m'Yisrael. It says, Eilu Yisrael, this is Israel. Ma ha-tamara hazo yesh bo tam ve'ein bo reach. Kapos tamarim comes from a palm frond. It comes from a palm tree. Dates. Ma ha-tamara hazo yesh bo tam ve'ein bo reach. Just like the tamar tree has ta'am, taste, but it has no smell. Kachem Yisrael, so to Israel. Yesh bam sheyesh bam Torah. Ve'ein bam ma'isim tovim. You have those Jews who have Torah, but unfortunately they do not have good deeds, so that could be very learned, but they don't necessarily know about Kol Yisrael, Raven. What about Anaf Eitz Avos? What about the Hadassim? Eilu Yisrael, don't you think that's amazing? By each Lashon, by each of the Arba Minim, it doesn't say Eilu Chelak Yisrael. That's exactly right. It says Eilu Yisrael. This is Israel. Each one of these embodies Israel in its entirety. Anaf Eitz Avos. Eilu Yisrael, this is Israel. Ma Hadas Yesh Bo Reach Ve'im Bo Tam. The Hadas has smell, but it does not have taste. I wonder who tasted these plants to let us know this. Kach Yisrael, yesh bam sheyesh bam ma'isim tovim, bein bein Torah. So too you have Jews. They have ma'isim tovim, but they don't have Torah. What about the Nebuch, the Arvei Nachal, the Aravos? It grows by the stream of water. The Medrash says, Eilu the Yisrael. It doesn't say Eilu HaRashayim. It doesn't say Eilu HaKofrim. It doesn't say Eilu garbage, throw out the baby with the bathwater. Arve Nachal, Eilu Yisrael. The Esrog is Eilu Yisrael, and the Kapos Tamarim is Eilu Yisrael. And guess what? So is the Arve Nachal. Ma Arava zo Eimbo Tam Veimbo Rech. You know that Nebuch Arava, it doesn't have taste and it doesn't have smell. Kachem Yisrael, so to Israel. Yesh Bahem B'nei Adam She'ein Bahem Lo Torah. Lo ma'isim tovim. So to Israel, you have people who have no Torah, who have no ma'isim tovim. Uma kosh baruch hu osa lahem. So what does Ribbono Shalom do? Expel them, kick them out. You can never come to shul. You can't come to my yeshiva. You're finished. La'abdan I afshar. To get rid of them, to destroy them, it's impossible. Ella Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who I don't want him to get hurt. No, I don't want him to get hurt. Who yukshiru kulam aguda achas kesher. Yukshiru from the word kesher. Who yukshiru kulam aguda achas. They should form a kesher, one group. Vehein mechaprin elu al elu. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Mechaprin. What's mechaprin? What day is mechaper? Yom Kippur is mechaper. Put them all together in one bundle. Throw them out. Get rid of them, expel them. You can never come to my yeshiva. La'abdan e'efshar. It's impossible to lose those people. What should we do with them, says God? I can't destroy them. I can't get rid of them. They're my children. Elu Yisrael. Ala Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Hu yukshiru kulam aguda achas from kasher. Kasher means a connection, a tying, a knot. In one aguda. Vehein mechaprin elu al elu. When you come together in one aguda, all kinds of Jews represent Elul Yisrael. When you use the power of your kol, not only for yourself, maybe that's why kol is equal to 136, and there's three sets of 136, because you need to think of the person on the right of you, and you need to think of the person on the left of you. Teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, tefillah's in the middle. Kol's in the middle of Tzom and Mammon. It's in the middle. There's one 136 on the right, and there's one 136 on the left, and there's you 136 in the middle. Because you have to use your call for the person on the right and the person on the left and the person around the world and the person in Canada and in Eretz Yisrael and held in captivity in the Gaza Strip. And if you do this at that time, there is an aliyah. I will have an aliyah, mis'aleh. Like the Pasuk says in Sefer Amos, Habone Bashamayim Ma'alosav, he who builds in the heaven, his Ma'alos. How do you translate Ma'alos? His levels, his steps, his ascension. He who builds in the heaven, his ascension. The Eimasai who Mis'aleh. When does the Ribbono Shel Olam have an Aliyah? We have the Koch to give God an Aliyah. What does that even mean? I'm reading you the Medrash. I could send this source to anyone who wants it. The Eimasai who Mis'aleh. When does he, I think I'm just going to post on the chat so I don't get 20 different, not in a bad way. Just easier for me to put it in one place, and you could all copy and paste it and send it to yourself and print it if you're interested. Just be careful I don't take out the Seamus. Habone b'shamayim ma'alosav. The Pasuk says in Amos, Perek Tes, he who builds in the heavens his ma'alos, his ascension, his steps. God has an aliyah. The emasai hu mis'aleh. When does God have this aliyah? Kishehein asuin aguda achas. Hashem has an aliyah when his children, the one with Torah and Ma'isim Tovim, the Esrog, the one with only Torah and no Ma'isim Tovim, the one with only Ma'isim Tovim and no Torah, and guess what? The one with nothing. Shenemar, because the Pasuk concludes, Va'agudaso al Eretz Yisoda. Aguda, his grouping, his bundle, God's formation as a one whole is the foundation of the earth. Lafichach Moshe Mazher LeYisrael. And that's why Moshe warns Israel and says, Ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon. Lachem, not lacha. Not ulakachta lacha. Once again, the Lashon Rabbim. Ulakachtem lachem. You should all take together. You should make an aguda together. You should be together. You should daven for each other. You should shed tears for somebody else. Think, said Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, of the person next to you. Hashem can't throw us out. So Hashem says they'll bind together as one aguda, vehein mechaprin, like Yom Kippur. And like this, they will have kapara for one another, they will bring atonement for one another. And furthermore, we give God kaviyachal, if you could imagine such a thing. We have the koach to give the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shechina kaviyachal, an aliyah. That's what the Medrash says, befamous. You saw it, I read it, you heard it. I want to end with one final thought. The Arba Minim also stand for four other things. Maybe you've heard this. And that is the body parts. So I tried to find where this is brought down. So according to Aish.com, the source from this teaching is called Sefer Bahir, a Kabbalistic work that is 2,000 years old. Right? But it's a very famous, just like everyone knows the other one, but it's nice to see a source. So everyone also knows this. Okay. The four species represent different parts of the human body. The esrog represents the heart. I'm sure you know this. See, you're all pointing because you know what it is. The lulav represents the spine. The hadas looks like the shape of eyes. If you look at the hadas plant, it looks like the shape of eyes. And the aravos looks like the lips. And I'm going to bring the shear full circle. Oh, I'm going to bring this year full circle. You have to serve God with your entire body. And there's only two mitzvahs in the Torah with which you serve God with your whole body. One is the mikvah, and one is leishei basukah. The Arba Minim represent this idea that on Sukkos, we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with our entire body, our entire self. Your heart, u'la'avdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Your heart must be totally subservient to God. Your spine represents the strength and the courage of a Jew. When I was preparing Shir, you know who reminded me of? Ari Fold, Hashem Yikom Damo, whose Yertzai was, I think, yesterday, the day before he was killed, and Aseres Yimei Teshuva 2018 in the Gush Etzion Junction. But he was only 45. I didn't realize he was 45. And after he was stabbed, I'm sure you all saw the video of him running after the terrorists to shoot the terrorist before he was nifter. Your spine has to be zokif kafufim. You have to be proud to be a yid. Ivri anochi, said Yonah Vesokeh, Shamayim ani yare. Be proud to be a Jew. Who are you? What is your work? Where do you come from? I'm a Jew and I'm proud. Isn't that a song? And I'll sing it all out. Yeah? And then, it's a book? Benny Friedman, Ivri anochi. Eyes, hadas. You have to be careful with what you see. That's one teaching, but also you have to have a good eye. Tsarus eye in Maseches Arachin, Tezvavar Tezai, and Tsarus eye in stingy eye is one of the causes of Tsaras. You have to have a good eye. You have to forgive people. You have to look at people with an eye in Tova. And finally, Aravus is the lips. And I bring a shiur full circle. Because yes, you have to be careful with Kashrus, what comes into your lips, what comes out of your lips. But the Shoresh of Aravus is Hashmi Enias Kolech, Ki Kolech Orev. The Aravos, you can't make this up. And no Sharashim will know. Tammy, you just listened to a share of mine today. Where did she go? And you texted me 2 hours ago and you said you can't make this up. She left. She was here before. Okay. Maybe she'll listen to the recording. Aravos, yes, they look like the lips, but the Shorish is Ayin Reish Beis. And Ayish Reish Beis means pleasant or sweet. Let what comes out of your lips be pleasant and sweet to the Ribbono Shel Olam, both when you talk, Bein Adam Echaveiro, and particularly in light of tonight's shir, Hashmi'eni es kolech, ki kolech orev. Let what comes out of your lips, the aravos, I mean, Torah is like off the charts amazing. One of my sons came home on Shabbos and he had been learning with Moshe Feinstein Sefer and he says, it's not Shayach. Apparently that's like a big compliment. It's not Shayach. He was so excited. It's not Shayach. So I said, Shmuel, I said that over in Shir. It's not Shayach. He said, Mom, you said that over in Shir. it's just so unbelievable. Aravos, I only realized this yesterday when I was preparing Shir. Ayin Reish Beis, Aravos represents the lips. But Ayin Reish Beis is a plant. But Ayin Reish Beis is also pleasant. Aravos is the lips because what comes out of your lips, it should be pleasant. Like the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Yonasi Bechagave Hasela. My dove is hiding in the cleft of the rock. Baseser HaMadrega, hidden in the steps. But Hashem says he wants to see and hear us. Hari'eni, Hari'eni es mar ayach. Let me see your appearance. Hashmi'eni es kolech. It's the yamim no ra'im. What does God want? You might not be able to do mamon, and you might not be able to do tzom, but everyone can let God hear their voice. Ki kolech o rev, because your voice is pleasant, and the arava is the lips. Umar eich na'ava. God said, should I throw out the arava? Should I throw out that Jew? I can't do that. La'abdan i'efshar. You all are kasher together, ba'aguda achas. Not only are you mechaprin elu be'elu, but imagine that you give Hashem, I never saw such a source, an aliyah. You give the Ribbono Shel Olam an aliyah when we all come together as one. So I hope everybody has a lot of food for thought, both for Yom Kippurim and for Sukkos. And when it comes to the inyan of tefillah, I wish you all gemar v'chasima tova. a wonderful and uplifting and meaningful Yom Tov. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we shall all be well. We will resume the Wednesday night after Yom Tov. I think it's October the 6th. May our shir be azchus, aliyah neshama, for Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah ha-Hasham. I wish you a wonderful evening, a good Shabbos, and likely say in Israel Tzom Kal Gmar Tov. Thank you so much. Kol Tov. One second. I want to stop this, please.